Loneliness is a tricky thing. It follows you obediently. It is always loyal. It never contradicts you. It wants to have you all to itself. You want it to go away, to take its leave in the blink of an eye. And yet, loneliness is not that way. It is forgiving. It loves you unconditionally. It will always stay with you. You had come to accept yourself so well, you think. Really, it should have just gone on that way. Complying made you the master, giving you a sort of pliancy. Now you are on your own. Behind your forehead, it began with a dull suspicion. Leaden trains of thought that you wanted to forget, but you are plagued by notions of the kind that cannot be pushed aside without a struggle. Angrily, they strike at you, hammering on your skull, as if they had to win a war against you, again and again. A powerful, dizzy spell grabs you, pushing you down. It is as if a current were sweeping you along its course. Inescapably, you are being pulled down. Comply, it calls from far away. The forces that have you in their grip are gaining power at an alarming rate. How hard you fight against yourself. All at once, your resistance breaks. You go down. When, lying on the ground, you return to your senses, you are no longer yourself. Loneliness forces you into a corset that is too tightly laced. It is leading you. With difficulty, you drag your damaged body onward. Torturous gloom has captured you, spinning its cocoon. You cannot say when the transformation began. The everyday routine was protecting you. Now your thoughts are getting away from you, slinking off into themselves. Where is the intruder? Loneliness, show your face. You too could. No, you must come to terms. You swear to yourself, you and solitude. But will it turn out that you are the weaker one? For now, you are still the one giving orders. Suddenly, you have a premonition. Time is a self-complying order, and you are subject to its authority. You think out a revolt for yourself. You think out a future for yourself. A life you think out for yourself.